Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Andrew Brown. He's carved out a nice little kingdom here in Austin. Andrew runs a record store called Exploded Records and a monthly event called Exploded Drawing, which features a night of original music from 6 different producers. Exploded Drawing celebrates its 6th anniversary on August 26th. Andrew also makes his own music under the name Sound Founder, which you're hearing right now. But this hour, he's going to tip his hat to his influences and favorite artists. You can see his guest DJ playlist and learn more about him at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Andrew Brown. I perform and make music under the name Sound Founder. I run a shop, a record shop at the corner of 45th and Duval called Exploded Records. For the next hour, I'm going to be playing songs that kind of have played a big role in my life. And we're going to start out with probably my favorite band of all time, Radiohead. And it's the opening track from OK Computer, which I think is pretty much a total masterpiece. So here we go.
Oh,
All right, that was Radiohead, Airbag, off 1997's OK Computer. Amazing album. Next up, a very important song to me. It's Beastie Boys, Sabotage. This song is important because up to this point in my life, I was pretty much exclusively listening to like rock and roll. I was in third grade, and I had never heard much or paid much attention to hip-hop or anything like that. So I bought the Beastie Boys album, Ill Communication, thinking that the whole thing would be a rock album like Sabotage. But really, it is just a masterpiece of sampling and beat-making and rap and instrumental funk and just really an incredible album. So here we go, Beastie Boys, Sabotage. That was Beastie Boys, Sabotage, obviously. I think everybody probably knows that. All right, next up we got DJ Shadow, who's an extremely influential figure in my life. For the longest time, I tried to learn guitar and piano, and I always felt frustrated that I couldn't put entire songs together by myself. I was always lacking drums or an orchestra or bass or something I was hearing in my head. And when I heard DJ Shadow, it was the first time I heard a producer could put an entire song together by himself and make it whatever he wants it to be. And so when I heard this song, Organ Donor, Extended Overhaul, a switch flipped in my head and I knew the kind of music I was going to make. And it was really an extremely pivotal point in my life. So here we go. DJ Shadow, Organ Donor, Extended Overhaul.
You got an organ going there, no wonder the sound has so much body.
That was DJ Shadow, a master of sampling and record digging, etc. All-time legend, of course. This is Andrew Brown, sound founder of Exploded Records, telling you my life story through music. Next up, we have the amazing Flying Lotus, who is currently responsible for like a whole new movement in electronic music, this area where electronic music and hip-hop and jazz all kind of intersect, and it's this whole new generation of kids that are coming into this, and it's pretty amazing. So if you haven't gotten into Flying Lotus, I highly recommend it, because he's taking electronic music in a whole new direction. So here we go, Flying Lotus, Camel.
You
right, that was Flying Lotus with Camel. Next up, we have Telephone Tel Aviv. This is a song from about 12 or 13 years ago. And I don't have that much to say about it, except it's a beautiful song. I got to play with him a couple weeks ago at the parish, and he's just an amazing musician. So here we go. Thank you. All right, that was Telephone Tel Aviv, Fahrenheit, Fair Enough, the title track off that album. Really beautiful album. Check it out. Next up is the highly influential, very important Aphex Twin. He's been very, very influential in electronic music and far beyond, sampled by Kanye West and basically has influenced everybody while staying super weird the whole time, which is why I love him so much. I picked one of his more mellow songs for the radio audience. So this is Finger Bib by Aphex Twin. That was Aphex Twin, Finger Bib, off of his amazing Richard D. James album. Highly recommended. All right, this is Andrew Brown. I perform under the name Sound Founder, run the record shop Exploded Records. Been throwing an event in Austin for 6 years with my friend Butcher Bear called Exploded Drawing. And that a lot of my life involves a lot of electronic music, as you may have noticed from listening. But now we're going to switch it up a little bit because electronic musicians need to listen to some stuff to kind of calm their brain down sometimes. And when I realize it's time for me to do that, I usually go for Townes Van Zandt because his music is just beautiful, very calming, makes me very sentimental and kind of proud to be a Texan and an Austinite. And I think, I feel like if I would have met him, he would have been my friend, but I think pretty much everyone in Austin feels that way. So here's Townes Van Zandt, If I Needed You.
Would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn, all the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and that would break my heart in two. I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Blue band lily green, she's a sight to see and a treasure for the poor to find. If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me? My pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
All right, that was Townes Van Zandt. You know, Austin, Texas. Legend. Next up, we have another song I listen to when I kind of need to get away from electronic music and newfangled things. Harry Nilsson, the fifth Beatle, and just amazing songwriter. Someone else, I feel like if I would have met him, we probably would have been friends. Something about his personality just comes through in his music, and it's extremely entertaining. So this is Harry Nilsson, Good Old Desk.
My old desk does an arabesque in the morning when I first arrive. It's a pleasure to see. It's waiting there for me to keep my hopes alive. Such a comfort to know it's got no place to go. It's always there. It's the one thing I've got, a huge success, my good old desk. My old desk never needs a rest, and I've never once heard it cry. I've never seen it tease. It's always there to please me from 9 to 5. Such a comfort to know it's dependable and slow, but it's always there.
that's the one friend I've got. A giant of all times, my good old dad. Ooh ah, ooh ah, ah ah ah. Ooh ah, ooh ah, ah. My old desk isn't picturesque, but it's happy as a desk can be. We never say a word, but it's perfectly alright with me. For when my heart's on the floor, I just open the drawer of my favorite guest. And what do I see but a picture of me working at my good old desk. Ooh, I-
All right, that was Harry Nilsson, Good Old Desk, classic. Next up, gonna switch the vibe back up again with some Madlib. If you don't know Madlib, he's got an ocean of music released that you can listen to. But this album, Shades of Blue, is a remix project he did for the world-famous jazz label Blue Note. They basically gave him their entire catalog and told him to do remixes and alternate versions and et cetera. And it's one of my favorite albums of all time. So this is from Madlib's album, Shades of Blue. And the song is called Slim's Return.
One, two, one, two.
What?
That was Madlib, Slim's Return, off the amazing Shades of Blue album. Go get it. It's incredible. Once again, this is Andrew Brown, Sound Founder. I run Exploded Records at 45th and Duval. You can come by the shop and talk to me about any of these songs. I probably have a lot of these records. Next up is the incredibly influential J Dilla. This album, Donuts, kind of changed everything and opened up a whole new world of instrumental beatmakers, bedroom beatmakers, coming to kind of infiltrate all the way up into the mainstream. So this was my favorite song off that album, J Dilla, Donuts. The song's called Mash. Here we go.
Hey, he wants to get his girlfriend. Go get your girlfriend. Hey, and now you are going to dance like you've never danced before. All right.
That was J Dilla from his huge instrumental beat album, Donuts. Next up, I wanted to throw in some dub because I feel like dub music was highly influential on psychedelic rock, psychedelic funk, beat making, electronic music, everything. These guys were among the first to do DJ sets and have MCs and use effects as an instrument, really, and that had a huge influence on everything that's happening now. And so this is Scientist in Unity. right, that was Scientist in Unity, classic dub track, really, really influential, great music. Next up, we have Air, just amazing musicians, creators of some of the highest quality recordings available. I feel like I don't really know anyone that doesn't like Air in one form or another. So this is their song, Don't Be Light. It has one of my favorite guitar solos of all time. Here we go. Don't be
thank you.
That was Air with a little spoken word action from Beck. If you were paying attention, he comes in for a second there. All right, this has been an hour with Andrew Brown. I make music under the name Sound Founder. I run a record shop in Hyde Park called Exploded Records. And I run an event in East Austin called Exploded Drawing. And we'll be celebrating our 6-year anniversary this month. So check out Exploded Drawing or come and see me at Exploded Records and we can discuss these songs further. My final song is by Handsome Boy Modeling School. It's Dan the Automator, who went on to help create Gorillaz, and just a great, crazy song. And the drums were sampled from Houston's own Kashmir Stage Band, so that's a fun thing. Thanks for listening.
Holy calamity, scream insanity! Are you ever gonna be another great fan of me?